Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third week of November. Since we spoke last time, it has snowed a few times here in Ottawa. In the region of Japan where I grew up, we also had snow, but over there, there's usually a few weeks interval after the last leaf falls from the tree until the first snowflake hits the ground. But here, the snow is much less patient. It doesn't even wait for all the leaves to fall on the ground. Some leaves are still left on the trees, and the fallen leaves on the ground are still fresh, but they are already covered by snow. It feels like such a strange combination to me. Is there any aspect of nature around you that's surprising to you? Before we dive into today's story, I have an announcement. The ebook of my fiction novel, Olive's Diary, is currently on holiday sale. The genre of the book is women's fiction. It's a story of a middle-aged widow overcoming her limiting beliefs and finding a new chapter of her life through a new friendship with a younger woman. Spoiler alert! This is not a romance book, but many of my readers told me that once they started reading, they couldn't put it down. If you are looking for a good, uplifting book for your holiday, why not check out Olive's Diary Kindle Edition while it's on holiday sale? Follow the link in the show notes to find out more. Now to our story time. Today, I am sharing with you a memory from the time when I first came to Canada a little over a decade ago. It was years before I started living in Ottawa, and at the time, I lived in a small college town in southern Quebec as an international exchange student. I remember the first few months were very stressful. I'd never lived on campus before. All the people around me were new to me. And there was also a lot of culture shock. I was feeling down and less of myself when Canadian Thanksgiving arrived and my new dorm friend and I made a trip to Toronto for the long weekend. The whole trip was memorable, but there was one scene that left me a permanent impression. I wonder what special scene might be brought back to your vision as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. The sunset. The first autumn I spent in Canada was a little over a decade ago, when I lived in a rural town of Quebec as a college exchange student. After a rough month of adjusting to the new life on campus, Canadian Thanksgiving arrived, and just like many other international students, my new dorm friend and I organized a trip to Toronto for the long weekend. It was going to be our first ever trip in Canada. I didn't know what to expect, but as we left our college town on Friday evening, and took a night bus from Montreal, I felt my heart hum with excitement for the first time in a long while. A sense of freedom and power filled my body after a month of daily struggle of a culture shock and of not being able to communicate fluently with others. I welcomed the escape from my daily life. We had the whole Saturday and Sunday to explore downtown Toronto and Niagara Falls. As we took in the new sceneries, ate takeaway food on the street, appreciated the clean bedding in the evening, and marveled at the magnificent view of one of the greatest falls in the world, my friend and I chatted about our life, exchanged stories from our home countries, and shared visions for our futures. And before I knew it, my mind had become free of any anxiety and opened up for new possibilities. Even my body felt lighter as our weekend adventure came to an end and we waited at the Montreal bus terminal on Monday late afternoon for our final bus journey. I want to remember this feeling. That was the thought that repeated in my head as we settled into the packed bus. I want to remember that I'm always supported, that I'm free, that I'm powerful. We were crossing a long bridge over the St. Lawrence River when my friend suddenly turned back. "Look," she pointed outside the window. "The sun." As I looked out, the amber sunlight filled my vision. The burning setting sun hung low in the sky over the vast shining river, its presence so powerful and unmovable. The glowing sunset was forever imprinted in my mind, together with all the memories from the trip and the reassuring voice that filled my head in the magical moment on the bridge. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.